Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 18, 2023. This morning I will talk about Luke's Paraclete. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because at just the right time you sent Christ to die for our sins, sent evangelists into our world so that we might learn about it, and sent mentors into our lives that we might carry the word to others. Forgive us our myopic vision, our grasping hands, and our empty hearts. Teach us to love the things that you love. Thank you for the life and ministry of Barnabas. Help us to emulate his strength, vision, and willingness to serve. In the power of your Holy Spirit, make us paracletes to those around us. In Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. In John 14:26 we read, "But the Helper, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." The Paraclete in John's Gospel is a messenger, teacher, and memory jogger. The Paraclete serves as a divine mentor, requested by Jesus himself and sent by the Father. Luke does not mention the Paraclete in either his Gospel or the book of Acts, but he introduces us to Joseph of Cyprus, whose mentoring played a critical role in the early church. Joseph of Cyprus, a Levite, is better known to Christians as Barnabas, a nickname given to him by the disciples. In Hebrew, Barnabas literally means son of the prophet, but Luke tells us it means son of encouragement, a metaphorical inference or gleich. The nickname was likely given because Joseph made a substantial donation to the early church, which no doubt demonstrated serious encouragement. But the second time that Barnabas is mentioned, his encouragement takes an entirely different turn. In Acts 9:26-27 we read, "And when he, the Apostle Paul, had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of the Lord. Bringing Paul to the apostles took moxie." Paul had previously been a persecutor, ravaging the church, and out of fear the apostles shunned him. But Barnabas did not stop with the introductions. He actively mentored him in ministry. When the apostles heard that the Antioch church was growing, they sent Barnabas to investigate. Barnabas worked with the Antioch church, and his ministry helped them grow. But Barnabas saw more potential. In Acts 11:25-26 we read, "So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people, and in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians." Antioch was one of the first century's most important churches, but more importantly, this was where, thanks to Barnabas, Paul learned to be an evangelist. This, after previously having been more or less exiled by the apostles to his hometown in Tarsus. It was in Antioch that Paul received his Gentile commission. In Acts 13:2-3 we read, "The Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart Barnabas and Saul,'" that is Paul, "'for the work which I have called them.' Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off." Note that the commission is attributed to the Holy Spirit, and that Barnabas continued his work of mentoring Paul even during his first missionary trip. Petty, self-serving, and weak leadership is more typical than good mentoring in most organizations, not just the church. Just today, I learned of a pastoral colleague and friend who had been taken offline because of an accusation of just one individual. One strike, you're out behavior is all too typical an employment practice in our competitive world. What if Barnabas had just tooted his own horn, ignored Paul's talent, and shunned him like everybody else? Paul's evangelism established churches throughout Asia Minor, into Greece, all the way to Rome. He also personally wrote more than half the books of the New Testament, and likely motivated authors to write most of the other New Testament books. These accomplishments helped form the foundation of the early church. None of them would have been done, or at least it would have been delayed, had Barnabas not mentored Paul. This is why it is fair to describe Barnabas as Luke's paraclete. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.